Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So President Trump did, in fact, go to Butler over the weekend on Saturday and visited the site where his life was almost taken 12 weeks ago and basically picked up where he left off.
Lee, thank you very much, really. And thank you, a very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying...
The only thing he could have said that would have been one step further was before I was so rudely interrupted. But yeah, as I was saying prior to all of these things.
I want to just let you know that tonight I return to Butler in the aftermath of tragedy and heartache to deliver a simple message to the people of Pennsylvania and to the people of America. Our movement to make America great again stands stronger, prouder, more united, more determined, and nearer to victory than ever before. We're going to make America great again. Going to win the election. Going to win the election.
Now, it was a rally, and I don't do a lot of coverage of rallies just for the sake of rallies. There's all kinds of them, of course, with both candidates. And Kamala Harris is suddenly doing interviews again this week. She's got, like, she did this podcast interview. She's going to be on Colbert this week. She's going to be on The View this week. She's going to be on 60 Minutes, did an episode with her that's going to air tonight. So... you're going to have all the presidential election stuff that you can possibly stomach over the next several days. Plus, the Supreme Court's back in session today and tomorrow and this week. And big things on the docket, including transgender bans on minors getting surgeries and hormone therapies and ghost guns. And there's just all kinds of stuff on the docket, not only this week, but throughout the session. But back to President Trump going back to Butler, which I thought was a news event in and of itself. Obviously, he talked about the shooting.
Exactly 12 weeks ago this evening on this very ground, a cold-blooded assassin aimed to silence me and to silence the greatest movement, MAGA, in the history of our country. MAGA. We love MAGA.
But he did not succeed.
For 16 harrowing seconds during the gunfire, time stopped as this vicious monster unleashed pure evil from his sniper's perch. Not so far away, but by the hand of providence and the grace of God, that villain did not succeed in his goal, did not come close.
Came pretty close. The turn of the head, I think we all recognize, was the difference. And also, the lingering questions we have about why didn't the counter-sniper team act sooner? Why did it take a local law enforcement officer to take the first shot? And they were the ones who... saw crooks and, you know, all the questions that still remain. But the president had a little different focus, at least in the very opening remarks he was making.
This field is now a monument to the valor of our first responders, to the resilience of our fellow citizens, and to the sacrifice of a loving and devoted father, a really great man. You know that. Forever afterward.
Of course, chanting for Corey Comparatore, the man who was killed, protecting his own family from the bullet fire. The former president saying something that I thought was, it hasn't been said enough, and I'm glad he said it. We've talked quite a bit about the failures of the Secret Service, but as a protectee who was protected after the shots rang out on that day, I thought this was a very fitting thing for him to say. I'll actually get to that in just a second. First, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, right now we're not seeing any accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delays on Highway 29, just south of Nine Mile Road, southbound right there. Seeing it all the way down to Detroit Boulevard, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you need air conditioning work, heating, plumbing, electrical, anything like that done, those are all things that kind of hang together as home repairs type stuff, and that's why Peden does all of them, because it makes sense that you might want to have more than one of those at a time, or they're kind of connected, you know, heating and air conditioning, obviously kind of connected in household repair stuff. So they have been working on this stuff since for 55 years now, based in Panama City. And of course, they've got a long time, operation here in Pensacola and Ellison Field, all the way east to Tallahassee, all the west to Mobile. Last year, they got to Baldwin County. This year, they've expanded all the way to Mobile. So they will take care of you all along the Gulf Coast. Professional service, show up on time, do the work they say. You know, all of that 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so that when it's done, you know that it's going to be done right, and they will take care of you. And in fact, right now, they've got $1,000 off in-stock air conditioning systems as we are ending that season, and they're trying to make sure to clear out their inventory before they get new equipment in. $1,000 off in-stock air conditioning systems, and, you know, it's no fun to have to need an AC, but if you do need one, $1,000 off is a nice bonus. Also, you want to remind you to get your air conditioning system serviced for the fall. So find out more about that or any other offers that are going at Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to former President Trump at Butler over the weekend, as I said, praising the Secret Service for what they did to protect him when the shooting took place 12 weeks ago.
Forever after, all who have visited this hallowed place will remember what happened here. And they will know of the character and courage that so many incredible American patriots have showed and know. And they know it at a level never seen before, probably. First, I want to thank the men and women of the U.S. Secret Service who threw their bodies on top of mine.
That's true. You know, putting their lives at risk for him.
Without even a thought for their own lives, they were on top of me so fast. They were on top of me, and there was not even a moment of doubt in their minds. You watch those tapes, not even a moment of doubt. I want to thank Secret Service. They're great, great people. They are great people.
You know, and one thing that I don't know the answer to this, just like Kevlar isn't going to stop it. I mean, isn't going to stop a rifle round. You know, you'd have to be wearing plates, basically, to stop a rifle round. So these people are really putting their lives at risk to get on top of him. I don't imagine that they're wearing armor. You know, maybe they are. I may be mistaken, but it just doesn't seem as likely. And so, you know, and certainly even if they are, there's still risk, right, involved in physically intervening between the president and the shooter, which is the job, but still a pretty amazing job that they do. He also thanked the Butler law enforcement as well.
Also owe a tremendous debt thanks to the Secret Service counter sniper and a local police sniper.
And that's something that we talked about a lot on Friday, is that local police officer
who returned fire within seconds and stopped the shooter quickly and saved many lives. If he didn't stop, he saved many lives. He had a lot of bullets, a lot of ammunition up there with him. And we are, just amazing when you think they did it so quickly without any knowledge of what was going on. Boom. And had that not happened, it would have been a very different story. It would have been potentially many, many people.
Yeah, absolutely. Could have been. I mean, that's certainly true. 437-1620, 437-1620. You also had an acknowledgement that somebody else who was even shot that day wound up being there.
Also, and I have to say, after returning to the field tonight, is one of the really brave Americans who was hit by the assassin's bullet, U.S. Marine veteran David Dutch. David, thank you. Thank you, David.
I mean, think about it. The two people who were wounded, two of the people who were wounded that day, were back at that same event 12 weeks later. Not just a thing for President Trump, but for David Dutch, Marine Corps representative. I don't know his rank. Marine David Dutch to be there. I had not known that until he said it. But then the focus on Corps Comparatori, I thought, was appropriate, because in all the talk about the president, him being wounded in the assassination attempt, we really did get somebody murdered that day. I mean, that's, you know, when you talk about the failures of the Secret Service, it's not just that they let President Trump get wounded in his ear or other people get wounded significantly, but somebody died because of their failure, right?
This guy would do anything. He was brave, right? Brave guy like you. And he was also a protector who put his life on the line for others, and he loved doing it. And when the sound of gunshots pierced the air on that July evening, Corey leapt into the fire one more time in his last seconds of this earth, he threw himself on the top of his wife and daughters. He didn't want them hurt. He threw himself. He said he knew what was happening. He didn't want them hurt. And he was hit hard. He was hit hard. And he gave his life to shield their lives.
I mean, he was doing for them what the Secret Service was doing for the president, with no armor, no training, other than just instinct and I got to protect my family. And he did. He died protecting his family. It's an amazing, horrible story.
Every father and husband in America hopes that if the time came, we would have what Corey had. Tremendous courage, tremendous guts, and he wanted to protect his family, and he did protect his family.
Absolutely, he did. And so the president, there was all kind of built up to get to the right time in the speech to do this.
At this time, it is 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began. I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence.
And then they played the entirety of Ave Maria, which was appropriate at the time. I'm not going to play it all for you, obviously, but I thought it was a very touching moment that he honored Corey Comparatore that way at the scene with one of the other people who had been wounded that day. Just it was a very appropriately done moment for the former president. 722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Yeah, that's right, bow, sucker!
Yeah!
Bow down to your master!
Yeah, coolie, kiss my Converse.
the tip of your tongue, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is.
You can see it. You can see, show enough.
I know.
And Bruce Leroy. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. A genuinely terrible movie. But a movie we all watched as kids.
Of course we did.
725 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Kiss my Converse. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Not seeing any accidents on the big board right now. Good news on that. We are starting to see the slowdowns again on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 through that construction zone. That's about a five-minute delay there. Also, if you're traveling Highway 29 southbound, just right there at the just south of 9 Mile Road on 29 going southbound, you're going to see some delays, about a 10-15-minute delay there. No accident, just delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, another 500 active duty troops are going to be heading to Western North Carolina to assist with search and rescue missions after Hurricane Helene. President Biden announced those additional troops over the weekend. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he'll have New York police officers out in force today. They're bracing for multiple possible anti-Israel protests. Today, of course, the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks in Israel. And President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Trump all have events planned today to mark that anniversary. Biden hosting an event at the White House. Harris and Doug Emhoff will be planting a memorial tree on the grounds of the vice president's home, apparently. And former President Trump speaking at a remembrance event today at his golf course in Florida.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. So this rapidly intensifying Hurricane Milton, I say that because the projections had been that it would get to be a Category 3 and then a Category 4, and then it would weaken. And we'll talk about why it's going to weaken in just a second. But I do want to let you know that it has intensified faster than the projections. Now, my tracks, I didn't screen capture it to see, but the original projection that I was looking at had it hitting Category 3. What did I tell you earlier, John? Later on, tomorrow morning, I think, is when it had it.
That's right.
And it has already become a Category 3. Like, it was supposed to be 120 miles an hour either later tonight or early tomorrow morning. It is already at 125, and they have accelerated the forecast that by today at 1, when it was originally projected to not even be a Category 3, I think, it's sort of in that vicinity. Now it's at 145 projection at 1 today. So it is spinning much, much faster. It's accelerating much, much faster than had expected. And the, now the projection is that by right when it's due north of the Yucatan Peninsula, it's going to be at about 1 a.m., tonight, okay, that it'll be all the way up to 155 miles an hour. That's noteworthy because that's basically the break point with a Category 5. 157 is a Category 5. The reason it's going to slow down, and it's weird because if you watch it, it's going to hold a lot of that power through Wednesday morning, and then it's going to slow down and become a Category 3 around landfall is the expectation. But with the rapid intensification, who knows? Remember, path we know, intensity is one of those much more uncertain things. Between where Milton is and Cape Coral, Tampa, which is where it's expected to go really right towards Tampa, there is another swirling system, but it's mostly dry. And that system is swirling and actually creating a kind of a dead zone in the winds between the two just north of the Yucatan Peninsula. So right now the wind around Milton is 100 and, you know, what is the current thing here? It's 125 miles an hour. About 150 miles east-northeast, it's zero. Zero wind because of the interaction of these two systems counteracting each other. They're two swirling simultaneously, but the in-between is a clash, so it's zero. And then, again, when you get more about 200 miles west-southwest of Cape Coral, there is a zone that is swirling, and that's producing winds more in the, like, 20-mile-an-hour vicinity, so it's not real strong. It's drawing some stuff west over the peninsula at about 30 miles an hour. So it's going to encounter some shear. It's going to get slowed down as it gets toward the peninsula. That's why it's expected to slow down. But this is going to be a massive surge pusher, big wind, lots of rain for not us. For not us. We might see just on the edge of tropical storm force winds maybe tomorrow night. So we'll wait and see if there are any announcements about kids, but not expected to affect us. Major impacts for the rest of the peninsula in Florida.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Hurricane Milton churning in the Gulf of Mexico, rapidly expanding its power base to a Category 3 hurricane. Max sustained winds 125 miles per hour from the National Hurricane Center's 8 a.m. Eastern Time bulletin.
We're talking about landfall happening late on Wednesday, which means that everybody needs to be in their safe place by tomorrow night.
And Fox Weather's Brendan Merwin. 1 year since the heinous attack by Hamas killing nearly 1,200, sparking the war in Gaza. Fox's Nate Foy with more on why protesters are at the residence of the Israeli prime minister.
Hundreds of people gathered outside his home in Jerusalem this morning, calling for an immediate hostage and ceasefire deal. As here we are 1 year after October 7th, Israel continues fighting Hamas in the south, Hezbollah in the north, as well as possibly an escalation with Iran directly.
That's Fox's Nate Foy in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio, 92.3, 71 degrees. We've got clear skies, beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Well, that system we'd been watching in the Gulf did form into a tropical storm, then a hurricane over the weekend. It's now a Cat 3 hurricane and still rapidly intensifying. The storm is forecast to make landfall midweek in central Florida, landfall expected near Tampa. Milton is forecast to make landfall as a major hurricane. Again, not expecting any major impacts in our area, but we will likely see increased rip current risks and rough surf. 10 more arrests have been made in the pill mill case involving Gulf Breeze Dr. Elaine Sharp. The 10 people arrested are accused of selling drugs that were prescribed to them by Dr. Sharp. Deputies are still looking for one person in this case. Sharp was arrested last week on murder, manslaughter, racketeering, conspiracy, drug trafficking, and money laundering charges. She was the focus of a years-long investigation and is now being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. The 32nd Pensacola Soul Bowl was held over the weekend at Wahoo Stadium.
I've been going to Soul Bowl, personally me, since I was younger. So now I'm at the point where my kids in Soul Bowl now.
Ashleya Jackson, and she was at the tournament with her five-year-old Aiden. She said the event gives kids a chance to focus their energy on positive activities. That tournament is for youth football teams with players ranging in age from 9 to 14. Governor Ron DeSantis has appointed Ashley Hoffberger to the Escambia Board of County Commissioners. Hoffberger won the Republican primary for the District 4 seat left vacant by former Commissioner Robert Bender and will face Democrat Ron Helms in November's election. The District 4 seat has been vacant since January when Bender was appointed as Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The House Speaker says FEMA's response to Hurricane Helene was a failure.
Well, I would just tell you at the federal level, this has been a massive failure, and you could just ask the people there on the ground.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says FEMA is currently struggling to keep up with the needs of those affected by Helene, especially in western North Carolina. He says once the financial impact of that storm is fully calculated, Congress will allocate money for states. So far, at least 227 people have died. Many are still missing as search and rescue operations continue. And FEMA's Administrator Deanne Criswell says her agency is already on the ground in Florida and says they're ready to assist when Milton makes landfall this week.
I reached out to Governor DeSantis this morning, and I believe I'm having a call with him shortly after this interview. We will we'll move more resources in there to support their needs, but we have a lot of people in Florida already.
Criswell was on ABC's This Week. She says they're already working with the State Emergency Operations Center and funneling resources into Florida. Milton is expected to make landfall again by midweek in the Tampa area. It is 7:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Yes, let's see here. Right now we're seeing, where was that again? NAS front gate and Gulf Beach Highway. There's a backup there. Sorry, just got that in. So good news on that. We're still seeing backups on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. And also still, if you're traveling on Highway 29, just south of 9 Mile and going southbound, you're going to see delays there. Also, if you're heading from Pace into Pensacola, right there at Scenic, right where that light is, it's Scenic and 9 Mile. you're going to see some delays backed up in the southbound lane there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to have plenty of sunshine today with a high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For Tuesday, nice sunny skies again with a high near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 70. We're going to be seeing more sunshine for Wednesday with a high near 82 and a low near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 71 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and in Milton. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. About 60% of adult Gen Zers say understanding how their credit score works is one of the most important aspects of financial literacy. That's per FICO's September study. However, 20% of them say they don't have the knowledge to do so. Despite that, Gen Zers' average credit score is just over 660, according to TransUnion data. Federal health officials have announced they are providing $72 million to manufacturers to ensure bird flu vaccines are ready to use if needed. The Department of Health and Human Services says the funding is being done out of abundance of caution. BP has abandoned a target to cut oil and gas output by 2030 as its CEO scales back the firm's energy transition strategy to regain investor confidence. When unveiled in 2020, BP had pledged to cut output by 40% by 2030. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Yes, it is our monthly check-in with Ryan Jenkins. Annual, I almost said. Our monthly check-in with Ryan Jenkins, our good friend, farmer up in Jay, Florida, that is the owner of Jenkins Farms. He is a cotton and peanuts and some experimental corn and some soybeans and some cover crops and all kinds of stuff. And we connect with him at the first Monday of every month. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great. It's always good to talk to you. I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you before we get into a just kind of update with you and the farm. The first one, and I know this has been on everybody's mind, especially as they listen to you and they've learned so much listening to you for the last couple of years talk about impact of weather on farming. Hurricane Helene carved a path through the Big Bend area, and we know that the crop damage is likely to have been massive from that, but you are much more closely connected to that whole community. What has been your assessment as you've been talking to your friends and getting input from them and seeing them recover? You know, you tell us what was the effect of Helene?
Well, luckily for us, there was no effect. So we're very, very thankful for that. But I do have lots of friends scattered throughout the Southeast, and I've talked to many of them, and it was horrific. It was very bad. You know, a lot of them lost their crops. A lot of them lost all of their crops. You know, depending on where they were, cotton really is just demolished. Peanuts, you know, they did okay, but there's going to be quality issues with them. The pecan tree growers, you know, there's a lot of pecan trees and stuff in Georgia. And, you know, those orchards were just, there's nothing left. All the trees are on the ground, you know. That takes years and years and years and years and years to build and to be prosperous with those. So I really feel for those guys, but they've taken a beating over there. You know, they had Debbie that was a month or so before that. Well, they've had two or three major storms in that area within the last 12 months, so they've really taken a beating, and they're hurting bad. It's very sad.
Yeah, I had not even, that's why I wanted to ask you, because I had not known about the pecans, but you're right. I mean, a tree, you know, it's one thing to lose a round of crops, right? Like the cotton, because the bowls are open or whatever. That's right. One thing, but, you know, losing the trees in your orchard because of a storm like that, and that's years to recover, if ever. So obviously big effects to cotton, effects to peanuts, huge effects to pecans. Any other particular crops in northeastern or, you know, I don't know, the panhandle of Florida and or Georgia or North Carolina that you know about?
Not that I've talked to. You know, most of the corn would have already been harvested, so that was a blessing. And then what few soybeans there are, if they were in the path there, where the most destruction took place, they're going to be damaged greatly as well.
Okay. And you know, just looking at the path of Milton as it's going to come across central Florida, I'm assuming that the big concern there is going to be citrus of all kinds, avocado, maybe. You tell me, you know that area, you know, generally a lot more than I would.
Well, there's still lots of fruit and vegetable growers in that area, as well as some peanut growers. Mm. Typically, their peanut harvest is coming close to an end. They start roughly a month earlier than we do. So maybe most of their peanuts will have been harvested, but they're still, you know, the further you get in South Florida, they grow vegetables year-round. So there's going to be lots of that to have to deal with as well.
Well, you know, it's tough, especially as you and I have talked after the last couple of years, and particularly last year that was so rough. You know, to have something like this happen to folks is very difficult to hear about. What are you in the middle of? What are you working on right now? We got cotton and peanuts coming in right now?
Well, it's absolutely my most favorite time of the year. It's harvest season. We finally get our report card, you know, and get to see how good we did. We are harvesting peanuts and cotton. However, this year, it's all weather related, and you never know. You always try to plan it right on the front end, and you never know how the back end's going to come out. But the crops are overlapping more this year. Seems like the peanuts are maybe 2 or 3 weeks late, and the cotton's 2 or 3 weeks early. So there's going to be a lot of harvest overlap, which makes it very difficult for all of us. A lot of come early, stay late days, even more so than usual. And just a higher stress level in general, because, you know, when those crops are ready to be harvested, every day they sit in the field is a day that you're losing weight or you're losing grade or a day that you're getting closer to a rain event, which could take a lot of your crop, or, you know, God forbid, a hurricane or something like that. So, you know, you want to get them out as, in a timely manner as possible. So it's a stressful deal, but it's a good stress, and it's fun, and it's what I love.
It seems to me as a layman, listening to your description, that harvest time, especially where it's kind of, you know, a more challenging season than it has been in the past because of the overlapping, it seems like that would be the highest stress point of the whole year, because you're right on the verge of payoff and everything could still go horribly wrong all of a sudden. And you just, it's exciting, but it's also horrifying and terrifying all at the same time. Am I getting roughly the sense of it?
100%. You've got the sense of it. And I don't know. You feel like you know, everybody's seen, at least seen NASCAR and knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in a NASCAR pit stop 24 hours a day. You just feel like it's just running as fast as you can run. You're trying to plan out your every move. So if I can do two things at one time, that's what I'll do. And it's very high paced and high stress, but it's one of the more fun parts of the job for me.
Well, I know you as an Auburn fan will hate this analogy, but for the moment, thinking of yourself as an Alabama fan, you want it to be last week against Georgia and not this week against Vanderbilt.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Hang on for just a second, Ryan. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. The NAS front gate is backed up well past Gulf Beach Highway. Just a reminder on that. There's no accidents to let you know about. Everything's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins. Of course, we won't mention the Georgia-Auburn game. Anyway, on to happier things.
Please don't. I'm already stressed out enough. Let's keep going.
I know. I did want to ask you, you've got a friend, I think, who is working on a really serious problem that afflicts farmers, something that you and I have talked a little bit about, mental health with farmers, all of the challenges, the stresses, the debt, the, you know, inadequate crop years, just the all of it. And you've got a friend who's actually dealing with the pretty serious side of this, right?
Yeah, well, he's a Farm Bureau friend of mine. I'm very active in Farm Bureau, and he's also a firefighter as well. So he's got the first responder background, just like I do. And he realized the need of this. He realized that mental health in agriculture is a problem. You know, we've talked on here that the suicide rate for a farmer is about 3.5 times higher than just your normal everyday citizen, right? So it's a big problem. Just like we talked a while ago, and we're kind of joking around about how much I love the stress and all that. Well, it is a real thing. It's a very, very stressful thing. And right now, the economics of agriculture are as bad as they've ever been. Everybody is struggling literally just to survive. And I can't emphasize that enough. American agriculture is on the brink of destruction right now. And we could talk for days about this. But he thought about how bad, you know, mental health was in agriculture. And he realized, being a farmer himself, that, you know, when you're sitting in there in that tractor and everything's going right, your mind goes crazy. You know, if you've got something to occupy your mind, something's going wrong, you're having to watch something, you're having to listen to something, it's not so bad. But when everything's going right and you're just going from one end of the field to the other, your mind wanders. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of farmers do most of their thinking at, right? I mean, it's where we're comfortable at. It's our office. It's where we like to sit and look at things and think about things. So he came up with, this is where a lot of bad thoughts can happen as well. And I'll ask you, you know, if someone came to you and said, hey, you know, this is an abbreviated version, but hey, I'm thinking about committing suicide, or I just can't deal with this anymore. Would you know what to do? Would anybody that's listening to me know what to do? And as I presented that question in different meetings, very, very rarely does anyone ever raise their hand and say, yes, I know what to do with that situation. So 988, that's the National Suicide Hotline. That's for everybody. It's not just for farmers. It's for anyone that's having a mental health problem at the time. So call 988. So he came up with these stickers that are in the shape of they look like a tractor. You know, it says basically it's okay to ask for help. Farmers aren't good at asking for help. that has a 988 number on there. And he's partnered with tractor dealerships across the state. So they're putting these stickers inside of all the tractors that they sell. Just for a little reminder, hey, you're not alone. It's okay. Everybody has problems. If it's really bad, call this number. And I think it's such a cool campaign. And, you know, it just means a lot that someone thought about that.
Yeah.
And then not only came up with the idea, but brought it to fruition to where now it's beginning to impact people. So just putting that out there for everybody. It's a kind of a proud moment when you hear something good. There's so much bad going on, and this is, just feel like something that's really going to be good for agriculture, and it's really, really taking off. So
That's amazing. I mean, it's a very smart idea because it's right at that moment of crisis in the opportune situation where you're, like you say, thinking most about it. So, wow, that's somebody trying to help solve a problem that we know is a very, very widespread problem. Ryan Jenkins, I always like to end with a fun fact or something like this. It's World Cotton Day, by the way, today. I think you were the one who told me that. I don't want to make it sound like I'm the innovator. But you got a fun fact for us today?
I do. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So in 2015, a study showed that people that frequently ate peanuts were 2 to 3 times less likely to get breast cancer than those that didn't eat peanuts. And in addition to this, there are studies that show that young women ages 9 to 15 that eat peanut products 3 times or more per week lower their risk of benign breast disease by almost 40%. So there you go. Everybody that's listening, eat more peanuts. Do yourself a favor.
You always say eat more peanuts, and now it's really a health measure as well. What a great statistic. I had not heard that before, and, you know, I lost my mind with breast cancer, so I, you know, consider myself relatively informed. So very interesting. Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, joins us every first Monday of every month to talk about farm stuff. Ryan, as always, thank you for feeding my kids, putting clothes on their back, keeping us informed, and for continuing to do what you and your family and your friends have been doing for generations, and we just so easily forget about it. I appreciate it, sir.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for helping us tell our story.
Absolutely. 752 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got the UWF Argos Play of the Week brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. And, you know, it's my show, so I can actually pick 2 plays of the week. I don't have to pick just one. Here was one, UWF playing Mississippi College with no score on the board in the second quarter, 3 minutes to go after 3 missed field goals from short range.
Allen takes a snap, back to pass. He's got a man breaking on it. It's an interception. Mashad Coward knocked it loose. Kyrie Lewis picks it up. He is gone to the house. Pick 6. Touchdown Argos.
That was your first score of the day. That was Kyrie Lewis picking up the ball that got bobbled after Mashad Coward intercepted it for the Argos. And then the second play of the game that I thought was equally fun is with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, UWF at this time up 10-0 on defense again, receiving a punt.
5 punts in the first half. This is his second in the second, so this will be number 7 for Shine. He'll stand about 4 yards deep in his own end zone. The Argos are coming. He tries to draw the running into the kicker, but does not. Lemons takes it at his own 42 or 3. Gets to the outside, to the 50. Stays in bounds. He's got a lane. He's got blockers. Virgil Lemons to the house. Touchdown, Argos! Virgil Lemons goes 57, 58 yards for the first kick return touchdown of the season.
Kick 6, or the punt return kick 6 for the first one of the season, 58 yards for Virgil Lemons. So congratulations. Argos won 31-0. I think the good stat of the game is the stat was that you had more punts by Mississippi College than offensive yards. So we definitely won that game. As I said, this play of the game, play of the week, was brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, located on North University, just north of 9 Mile. It's a really cool, interactive opportunity to play sports, to play football, to play baseball, to play golf, and hit up against a screen. And, you know, these are extraordinarily sophisticated, very expensive, device that they've got there. And you can play all kinds of sports, from dodgeball to rugby to, you can play zombie dodgeball. And I did, and it's exhausting. And I think John Pickens can attest to this. You can throw baseballs and hit baseballs. And, of course, they have wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, much more. It's a full bar, full food, right there by UWF. Over 30 virtual and interactive sports that you can choose from. play, practice, and party at Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. And I just do want to, and online at bogeysgolfsuites.com. And do one last quick note is that to Kyrie Lewis, the defensive, I don't remember his tackle, and I don't, anyway, he's the one who wound up getting that fumble off of the pick six. And so that's a guy that doesn't normally get a touchdown. You know, they asked him after the game what it was like.
So we'll start with you, Kyrie, first. What led you to get that pick six?
Man, just running to the ball, really. I flew around, got to the ball. You know, coaches always say, if you be in the right spot, play gonna come to you. And it came to me.
If you be in the right spot, play gonna come to you. Amen. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Still seeing slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Also, if you're heading in from Pace to Pensacola on Highway 90, seeing some backups there, maybe a 10-minute backup associated with that. Also, if you're rolling 98 westbound, you're going to see some delays before the Avalon Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Very nice. Wawa wooa.
All right, 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne has got a headline or two for us. David?
Well, two Americans are this year's recipients of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the discovery of microRNA. Victor Ambrose, a professor of natural science from the University of Massachusetts Medical School, and Gary Ruvkin, a professor at Harvard.
I'm crushing your microRNA. Crushing
Local
your
talk
RNA.
In the morning.